Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A busy family life coupled with work pressures means that most of us don't have hours to spend in the kitchen every day. Well, Donald's real-time recipes has been designed with busy lives in mind. No marinating or time-consuming techniques, just straight through cooking with the guarantee you'll get it on the table really fast. So the man himself, food writer, chef, TV host, Donald Skene, is with me now to talk about the book. So let's talk about the formula of the book. What are you trying to do here?
Well, you mentioned it in the intro there, Pat. It's straight through cooking. So the minute you step into the kitchen to the moment it lands on your dinner table, the idea is that you're using the time spent in the kitchen wisely. So you're using, there's no ovens preheating, there's no long marinating times. It's literally what the best example is a pasta dish where your pasta is cooking. What can you be doing in those 15 or less minutes to create a really delicious sauce or something simple? And I suppose throughout the book, it's really designed towards people who are lacking time.
Okay, but there are shortcuts that you can do. I mean, so that you're ready every day. You say, get a 5 minute head start. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think the lifeblood of my kitchen is those resealable lunch boxes. So I use them for using up our leftovers. I use them for prepping, for anything you can do to get yourself in advance. And the biggest tip I'll give is coming home from the shop, literally get yourself ready. So anything you can take out of a packet and ready to rock means that when you get into the kitchen and get dinner on the table, you're going quickly.
Now, smart chopping, what's that?
Smart chopping is all about what I've just mentioned. So like having your chopping board lined up with your mise en place, I suppose it's borrowing from the restaurant chefs, and having your mise en place ready to rock. So anything that can be prepped, boiled, or anything that you can do in advance is really helpful when it comes to home to dinner.
You know the way you'd be doing a nice salad and you say, that looks lovely, now the dressing. Oh, yeah. Holy God, I've got to make the dressing. Would you tend to do that at the weekend, you know, and have it ready to go?
Those are the types of things that work really well to get done in advance. And so if you have, and Sunday's a great day, if you have the time, I will say that we have a family of a 5 and a 7 year old, 2 little boys, and our time is extremely limited. So I know the constraints on parents, but there are those little things you can do. I have a rice cooker. That's one thing that I use all the time. I pop stuff in the morning and that's got me ahead. So it means that I have my carbohydrate ready to go. Yeah. All I'm doing is focusing on the protein.
But you also might double up. You might cook twice as much rice as you need, knowing that maybe you're doing that on Tuesday. Well, on Thursday, we'll have rice again.
Like I said, our kitchen relies on leftovers. So anything that I cook, and I always tell people who haven't cooked before, who aren't confident, to use what they have. You know, there's always swaps. There's always ways to use up what you have. And leftovers are a great way. Like I mentioned, rice is a great one that can double duty. You can have it for, you know, alongside whatever you're making, and then have it as a fried rice dish the next day.
Now, what do you batch prep?
Anything that you can kind of slow cook is great. But a lot of the batch prep stuff that's in the book would be air fryer chicken, for example. If you season up your chicken and you air fry it, like you said, as soon as you come in from the shops, do that and pop it into a lunchbox and have it in the fridge ready to go. You can add all sorts of different things.
Is there a problem here with reheating? Some people don't really do it that thoroughly and they're thinking, I'll get salmonella.
Oh, well, there's a lot of, I think the nation or the continent of Asia may argue that they've been living on reheated rice for a long time and have survived the fact. But no, look, if you follow correct cooking guidelines, you shouldn't be in. And the thing with rice is once it's cooled down properly and stored at a cold temperature, reheating it isn't a problem.
Because I always wonder, you know, you cook something through, whether it's chicken or eggs or rice, whatever it might be, and then people are scared of, where has the salmonella come from? If you've sealed it, you've cooked it, you've killed anything that's in it, and then you put it in the fridge, where's the new salmonella going to come from?
I mean, that's the thing. If you're cooking correctly, and there's a great safefood.eu, or is all the rules for safe cooking are there. But essentially, if you're cooking meat to the right temperature and making sure it's cooked through, you won't have any issues with salmonella. Yeah.
Now, the other thing you talk about is having zones in your kitchen. Not everyone has a big enough kitchen to divide it into zones.
Well, listen, I can tell you, I don't either, Pat. I have a tiny kitchen and I grew up, my mum had a galley kitchen growing up as well, and that kitchen had the ability to produce full Christmas dinners. So I think even with a small amount of space, you can do a lot. But like I said, organize it into zones.
So see the prep zone, then the cooking zone where the actual cooker is,
yeah,
and then the finishing zone where you're going to plate it up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's just, I mean, that may sound convoluted, but actually it's just having your chopping board prepped and set up, your cooking station ready to go, and really knowing what you're going to serve it on as well. It's the simplicity of seeing the flow from start to finish in the kitchen that makes it easy.
Now, one of the most telling tips in the whole thing is about keeping a running list.
Yes.
You know, I think I'll do that dish again, and then you think, oh, I'm missing something.
Yes.
Well, if you keep a running list, you won't be missing something.
You won't. And there's a whole section in the book about the fact that with kitchen confidence that grows from cooking regularly, you have the ability to swap out ingredients. For so many times I get people who say, oh, I don't have rice wine vinegar. What am I going to do? Think of the flavour profile you're working with. Is it an acid? Yes, it is. Can you use apple cider vinegar in its place? Might you have that? Absolutely go for it. But I think it's trying to think more of how the dish works on the palate and what sort of replacements you can, because people often get really stuck on recipes and the long ingredients list. This is really trying to simplify things down.
What's good here is the kind of equipment that you vitally need to be efficient in the kitchen. I mean, people say, yeah, just chop the carrots, and then they don't have a knife that's really sharp enough to do it.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Well,
yeah.
And then you'll struggle.
You're sawing
through a carrot.
You are, and that makes life a little bit miserable. So if you keep a nice, good, sharp knife, you don't have to spend a fortune on these things, but keep it sharp with a honing steel or get it sharpened. But otherwise, my prep or my ingredients list for utensils is quite small. You know, I have a chopping board, I have prep bowls, and I have my resealable lunch boxes, and then a frying pan and a pot. Like, that's all you really need to get really great dinners to the table.
Now, a quick question, and I've often asked chefs this. Do you peel your potatoes towards you or away from you?
That's a very good question. I only had an argument with this because we were talking about this. Towards me.
I always peel it towards me.
Now, I'm a home cook, so that's how I learned how to do it. But
I see the chefs kind of
flipping them all
flipping
over the place.
Away, yeah. It doesn't seem like an
efficient
way to go.
Well, actually, a great tip I've picked up, especially with the kids the age they are, whenever I'm peeling potatoes, I rinse the peels and I put them in and dry them and then drop them into a bowl with some olive oil and a little bit of salt and pepper and stick it into the air fryer. You have crispy potato skins in seconds, and you can do that while you're prepping everything else, and it keeps them quiet.
Now, you've mentioned the air fryer twice already.
Oh dear, okay. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's something that people swear by, they embrace. And then there are sniffy people
One of them, Pat. I was one of those sniffy people. And then I realised that it's just branded incorrectly. They call it an air fryer and you kind of have it has connotations of being a deep fat fryer. It is not. It's a convection oven that sits on your countertop. And if you treat it as such, it becomes incredibly useful for the home cook. So while you're prepping and chopping, you can have your protein, like chicken thighs, work beautifully in the air fryer. They're only like 15, 20 minutes and you'll have beautifully cooked chicken with a little bit of olive oil, any seasoning you like. And then, like I said, you can do that and have that prepped, leave it in your lunch boxes, and you can use it for soups, salads, all sorts of things.
Now, soups, typically how long?
I wouldn't be cooking it in an air fryer now, Pat.
No. Although there are some people who probably try that.
They might try. For soups, like, the beauty of a soup is how quickly it can come together. One of my favourite soups is pea and ham hock. And again, a great one to make use of an inexpensive cut of meat. Ham hocks, you can boil them the night before, you can have them ready, or just use some pork that you have. But what I would say is frozen peas are the lifeblood of our freezer, because with a little bit of softening down of onions and then the peas being added with a little bit of stock, when that comes up to temperature and the peas are cooked, all you have to do is blitz. That's 15 minutes or less to create a gorgeous pea soup.
Now, what I love about this is you actually indicate the amount of time it's going to take to prepare this meal. And we're talking about 30 minutes max.
Yeah, well, you know the usual thing. Everyone goes, it says 30 minutes, but it took me an hour.
Yeah.
But I will say, why I've put a time limit on it is that the concept of each recipe is to try and get people moving in the kitchen. And so, look, they're 30 minutes or less, but there's actually ones there for 15 minutes, 10 minutes. It's trying to simplify it down.
But the idea is that the first time it might take an hour.
Yeah.
The third time it might take 30 minutes because you know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And also you've learned the lessons of prepping in advance and having your chopping board, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, the best advice I can give to anyone who doesn't cook, you know, regularly and wants to, is to try and choose like 5 recipes from that book. Nail them, know that you're going to be excited about them. And the one thing I borrow a lot from different cuisines is those big, bold flavours like andouille sausage or chili crisp. You know, there's all these fabulous, really strong flavours. So if you're a first-time cook, you can borrow these. And they're now readily available. When I started talking to you, Pat, many years ago, 20 years ago, it was a different food landscape we were talking about. Now the modern Irish pantry has so much more to choose from. And I think we're trying to make use of that throughout the book and get really good results by the end of your time spent in the kitchen.
Now, I was browsing through the book earlier. There was an assassin's pasta.
Yes, well, that's actually a take on my very infamous one pot pasta, which has over 10 million views on YouTube. I got death threats from Italians who said it was an abomination on the cuisine, but it was actually developed by one of Martha Stewart's food writers, Nora Singley, and she went to the south of Italy where they were cooking pasta almost like a risotto. And what would happen is that you would basically add water as the pasta would cook out. Now, my version was a very bland, simple version of it. This version is a new kind of upgraded one and has chili flakes in it, cooks off the onions beforehand, but essentially cooks your pasta out in the pot. And what happens as you cook the pasta is you get the starchy water that releases and gives you this
a fabulous sauce. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Smashed sausage pasta.
Well, sausage meat is one of the most inexpensive ingredients we can get our hands on.
What kind of sausages would you like to use?
Oh, any old sausages will do the job. What I do borrow is from my pantry, or from my spice cupboard in that scenario. You can transform any sausage meat, even the grimmest looking ones, with a few chili flakes and some fennel seeds. They are an absolutely gorgeous addition to sausage, kind of borrowing from the Italian cuisine again, but fry that off and everything becomes vibrant and you serve it alongside pasta. It's 15 minutes or less.
A potato and chicken Caesar supper.
Oh yes, that's a handy one. That's a handy one. And we're all looking for, you know, the quick fixes and the familiar sort of flavours, like a chicken Caesar is, you know, on most menus. But can you do it at home? Can it be simplified? And in that case, it absolutely is. Mm. And again, borrows ingredients like mayonnaise that you're going to have in the fridge. It just needs a bit of pep and zest. And we do that with a little bit of lemon juice.
I mean, the lesson from this, the parable from this is you have no excuse.
Well, I wouldn't lead with that now, Pat, but I think the beauty of it is, my job has always been to encourage home cooks to get cooking. And this book is a celebration of that. And it really does leave you with inspiration and ideas to get you to the kitchen and get you cooking.
Perfect duck breast with cassoulet.
I mean, you can't go wrong. You could go home and make that now, Pat.
For my sins, I used to buy a French canned cassoulet.
Oh, that's
actually very nice.
I was just going to say, some of those tinned confit duck legs are fabulous.
Now, this is aimed at the beginner or...
It's a mix, I would say, because yes, a beginner can...
Or the shy cook, really.
The shy cook, perhaps. But even a beginner can take this and really make it their own. But I would say for people who cook regularly and are in a rut, like if you are stuck with the job of creating your midweek meals, this is the one that kind of is going to lift you up and give you a bit of inspiration to get
so
cooking.
So just let people know the different sections are chicken, meat, fish and shellfish, salad-ish bowls, meat-free, pasta and noodles. So there really is no excuse.
There's something for everybody.
Something for everybody. It's beautifully produced, by the way. Nice.
Thank you very much.
Hardback that'll stay open on the recipe as you're cooking away. Beautiful pictures.
And
absolutely.
I must give a shout out because I photograph all the photos in the book, and we work with a very small team, Charlotte and Susan, who are fabulous food stylists, and they worked alongside me to create the photos in the book.
So you actually took these with your own fair hand?
Yes, I did.
On top of everything else.
On top of everything else.
A great photographer and a great cook. Thank you very much, Donal, for coming in. It's called Donal's Real-time recipes. Get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. Available absolutely everywhere. Donal, thank you very much.
Thanks so much. The Pat Kenny Show with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk. Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.